The Steve Cochran Show.
Dave, your dog got skunked.
Got skunked last night.
So you did what we all would do in that case. You got a new dog.
Yeah, I took him back to Dogs R Us in exchange.
Right. Well, see you later.
Ozzy's going to be okay. The skunk got him, didn't get him full blast.
Mm-hmm.
But I made the mistake of then picking him up.
I wondered what that was.
It's a formidable scent.
I thought maybe
I'm warning you guys.
You stink.
Dave was wearing a little sex panther this morning.
Stings the nostrils.
Maybe a new cologne.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different around here this
it's
morning.
It's a little nasty.
And I'm going to be honest with you, that smells like pure gasoline.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell?
Jordan Goodman standing by. By the way, that odor from Dave just went away yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
Took about a year. How's Ozzy now?
He's fine. At night, I take him out on a leash, and my head's on a swivel. I'm looking everywhere for this.
Not going to have that problem again.
Whatever.
So let's go live now to Mary for Skunk Talk. You've been married to your husband, Steve, how long?
32 years.
And did you know he was nuts before this incident?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Pretty much. Dealt with other critters before.
So what did he do?
Well, these skunks are everywhere, and everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. So last night, we're eating our pulled pork sandwiches for dinner, and he looks out the window, and he's like, oh, my God, the skunk just went into the garage. I go, what? Well, there's this skunk that's been hanging around, you know, the neighbor's yard.
Nothing but trouble.
Yeah. So it's in our garage. Our garage door was open, and it goes under my car, my Subaru. So I am freaking out because I'm the first one into the garage in the morning, and I do not want to be dealing with Mr. And why does a skunk go into a garage? There's no food in there.
Probably going looking for tools.
Oh, what?
Right.
I don't know. So the skunk's in there. So he gets out the remote for the car.
Oh, the skunk or your Steve?
Steve.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, Steve gets the remote and he turns the car on remotely.
Trying to scare the skunk
yes.
out.
Yes. So here it comes. The skunk comes scurrying out, whips across to the neighbor's yard and goes in underneath his shed. So he's got a house under the shed. He's got a little, you know, compartment and a little big hole he dug. So now we know where he is. But
It's Skunk Acres. It's where all the skunks live.
A lot of critters have lived underneath this shed.
Oh, boy.
Various neighbors, a lot of people have lived in this house over the years. And we had a hedgehog one year.
Sounds like you got neighbor trouble.
Yeah. So anyway, the skunk. So in the meantime, he gets out the marshmallows because the marshmallows, he thinks they'll go eat them. And then he gets the pellet gun going so he can scare them to go eat the marshmallows, and then he'll scare them with the pellet gun. I'm like, oh, brother.
Wait a minute. So he wants to now hunt the skunk?
Yes. So now he's going to hunt
the
skunk.
What is he, Elmer Fudd?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is what I deal with.
I don't think that's a good idea because if you hit...
He's not going to kill it.
I know, but if you don't hit the skunk, you're going to anger him, and you know what happens when you anger a skunk.
Yeah, well, that's his problem.
What is the spray? What is the spray? Well, let's go live to Dave on this. How far away from the skunk do you have to be for the skunk to hit you?
A skunk can spray you from 30 feet away.
30 feet.
Yes. Ooh.
And then if you bring that in the house, you have to replace the curtains and the carpet.
You have to replace the house.
Yeah.
And his aim is going to have to be pretty good then from 30 feet away.
Let's go live to Mary's Conscience on this. But Mary's Conscience, I'm not hearing you, Mary's Conscience.
He's troubled. It's a troubling thing.
Mary's Conscience, are you with me? No. No, we don't have Mary's Conscience. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, because I'm beside myself. Don't know what to
do. Yeah,
you
don't know what to say.
It's beyond words.
I would say
does anything work around here? Here we are.
Okay.
I mean, jeez, this place is falling apart.
So, Mary's Conscience, what are your thoughts on Steve's actions?
Well, first of all, how does he know that they like marshmallows? Have you ever heard?
I don't know. He did his skunk research, apparently.
And maybe they're more into Rice Krispie treats in general.
Yeah. And second, he starts the car. It could have scared the skunk. Sprays the car. Car smells for months.
That's a good point, Conscience.
Well, that is
what am I going to do? Put tomato sauce in there?
You know what's really weird is the skunk starting to sound like a little New York and a little more like Mike.
And I'm not going to lie. I mean, the pulled pork was a little cold.
It was leftover, too.
All right, so he gets out the pellet gun and the marshmallows in some effort to twack the wabbit. Then what happened?
I don't know. For all I know, he's still sitting there.
Oh, my God.
Well, what time was this when he went
skunk
hunting?
I had to go somewhere last night, and I'm like, I'm getting out of here. This is too weird. I don't want the neighbors, like, calling me. You know, Steve sitting out there with his pellet gun and his marshmallow bag.
I don't know.
I just don't think you want to anger the skunk.
But the skunk will tell the other skunks.
Right.
And then it's going to be a gang of skunks hiding out in your garage waiting for you to go to work.
How do you think I felt this morning when I had to go in the garage and start my car?
Oh,
I was freaking out. And I did use the remote just because I thought, oh, boy, if he's going to come barreling out of there. And he's not a little skunk. He's a big fatty.
There's a group of skunks called skanks.
No.
No, it's like a gaggle?
No, that's a bar thing.
Okay.
Totally a different thing.
Can we all agree, though, there have never been this many skunks around?
Yes, they're everywhere.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, I haven't counted them, but I have seen more.
No, I mean,
skunks have been around a long time, Dave.
No, this many, where you can't drive down a highway anywhere.
Oh, and how bad is the skunk census job, where you got to go in and count them?
Oh. You think they're rising up and plotting
against them? Can I add something to the mix, too? Oftentimes, a certain drug is confused for the smell of skunk. Maybe there's a little bit of that going on.
I smell a lot of that. Yep, I smell a lot of that.
I think so, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
No offense, Mary. Not that your husband's
smoking the wacky
weed.
You know, Dave, you traveled to Colorado a lot after getting skunk. Do you believe that maybe there's some link there? Colorado being a weed state.
No, I hadn't really thought about that. Thanks to Andrea for making that connection.
Do you think maybe the skunks are attracted to the skank smell of the pot? Maybe that's why they're coming closer to humans, because they think the smell that's coming from our homes.
Our.
What do you think? Well, R is the collective R.
You and Dave.
Yeah.
So if you see like a pothead followed by a skunk, you know, it's just a skunk going, "Hey, dude, where's mine?"
Well, the skunk would be bouncing like Pepe Le Pew after the boing, boing, boing.
Well,
that
would actually explain the marshmallows.
It would.
What?
It would.
The munchies for the marshmallow.
Right.
And we've come full circle.
Who munches on marshmallows?
And I'll tell you right now, this would all been preventive. Steve, would you shut the dang garage door?
That's
we don't have a skunk
right.
in there.
For once, my conscience.
We're concerned about our cold pulled pork. The buns were stale. I mean, we didn't even have potato salad.
No, we didn't. I had to eat a salad.
It's 7:18. Mary, you'll keep us up to date on this story on how Steve's doing?
If I'm still married when I get
home. As far as
I
know,
sure.
Steve's sitting in a folding chair in his garage waiting for the skunk to try it.
With the big doob.
You just try it.
You imagine my neighbors? Oh, my gosh.
You'll never take a comfortable nap in your car in the driveway again?
Well, yeah, for sure.